Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Herb Jeffries. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Woodwood. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting eighth. The third baseman, John Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The shortstop, Marv Owen. Batting third. The second baseman, Mark Koenig. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Frank Daljak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blue moves to second. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Daljak. Simons reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. Sissel moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Woodwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodwood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Woodwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig takes first base on ball four. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Daljak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball four. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway bunts towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to second. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries takes first base on ball four. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McManus moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang takes first base on ball 4. McManus moves to third. Daljak moves to second. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sissel throws to second for one, and Jeffries throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. McManus scores. Daljak scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simons hits a fly ball into center field. Daljak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Fothergill moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Fothergill trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Shang who tags Fothergill who's trying to score from second, for the out. Whatwood moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway is 0-for-0 in the game. Caraway hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jeffries hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up towards short. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Daljak hits a fly ball into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Blue reaches second base with a double. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue moves to third. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shang hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bridges bunts in front of the plate. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. Shang moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Shang scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simons. Owen reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whatwood moves to second. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Pat Carraway. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. Kerr moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Jeffries hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Garland Braxton now pitching. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stone moves to second. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Daljak hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Braxton. Stone moves to third. McManus moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bridges strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Simons. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Stone scores. McManus scores. Shang goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braxton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fothergill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fothergill moves to third. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fothergill scores. Simmons moves to second. 2 outs. It's 7-3, Tigers. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 7-4, Tigers. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tate moves to second. Ike Ekrod pinch hits for Garland Braxton. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Moore now pitching. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Koenig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Koenig goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. It's 9-4, Tigers. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Daljak hits a line drive into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Shang hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Jeffries moves to second. Art Herring now pitching. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fothergill is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jeffries moves to third. Blue moves to second. 2 outs. Mel Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Marv Owen. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Tate and he is out, Jeffries applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Akers now playing shortstop. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Dahl Jack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Dahl Jack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.